more than just the plain money and the numbers. Fletcher Allen is the lead element in the whole reform of healthcare effort. All the other hospitals, the other 13 hospitals in the state, need to believe that Fletcher Allen is doing its share, Fletcher Allen is taking the lead. So it's critical for more than just numbers. It's critical for attitude as well.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Fletcher Allen submitted a budget to the Green Mountain Care Board and then withdrew it. How unusual is that, and what's the explanation for the move?
This has never happened before. It is also very important that it happened. John Brumstead, the president of Fletcher Allen, when he withdrew his original budget, laid out essentially what the new budget would be. He would take out $8.5 million out of his total $1 billion budget. But the most important element of that, in order to get that $8.5 million out, he was willing to reduce his bottom line, his operating margin, from 4% to something closer to 3%. That bottom line operating margin, is very critical for Fletcher Allen because it needs to go to the financial markets fairly soon to finance a huge new bed tower project at its Burlington facility.
Yeah, they want to put in single bed rooms. They want to, you know, have this brand new building. I'm really curious then as to why Fletcher Allen would do this, to take the money out. You've characterized this year's review process as a turning point in terms of the board exerting its power over containing hospital budgets. So does this look like they are, in fact, doing that with this decision Fletcher Allen made to withdraw its budget and submit a new one?
Nobody knows for sure what happened between late July and late August. What is clear is that Fletcher Allen absolutely turned around 180 degrees from its position in late July. They basically said that they would take out enough money, the $8.5 million, to get down to the 4% target. But they also said they would not take any of it out of health care reform. Now, that is exactly what the Green Mountain Care Board needed. We don't know whether John Brumstead made that decision on his own. We don't know whether the Green Mountain Care Board leaned on him. We don't know what happened, but the outcome is clear enough. The Green Mountain Care Board got exactly what it needed from Fletcher Allen in order to keep the whole healthcare reform movement moving ahead.
Now, the care board would like to limit hospitals to a 3 to 4% overall increase. That is still more, though, than the current rate of inflation. So are they really containing costs by doing that?
They absolutely are, Mitch. You got to remember that in the past, hospital budgets have gone up at a rate of anywhere from 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 times as much as the underlying rate of inflation. This year, once you factor in the new Fletcher Allen budget, the rate of increase, all of the hospital spending for the fiscal year 2014 will amount to an inflation rate of 2.6%. The inflation rate in the United States for January through July of 2013 is just 1.6%. Getting to within 1% of the underlying rate of inflation is a really terrific performance on the part of the GMC board. It's not clear that the problem is solved. It's not clear that the problem of healthcare costs are solved. Nevertheless, it is a terrific first step and is quite close to a sustainable rate even now.
Hamilton Davis is a veteran journalist and VPR's healthcare analyst. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.